Yo Pods, check out Meet Mitch and Leewood for award-winning barbecue, outstanding atmosphere, and your destination to watch all your favorite March Madness action. Tailgating for opening day? Place your order online and pick up on way to the game. Meet Mitch Barbecue, East 95th and Mission in Ranch Martin or Shopping Center.
Yeah, we're skipping church too. This is Sports Sunday with Joshua Briscoe on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Ah, welcome back in. Hour two. Sports Sunday here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. I'm Joshua Briscoe. Rudy Salazar is producing everything. We have birthed some incredible ideas today. Madden's morality mode, accidental horse steroids, I can see the future. Lots of good things just an hour, a third of the way into today's adventure. I'm suggesting the Royals start doing lots of steroids. I said that in case you're just joining us. One more time, Rudy. I'm suggesting the Royals start doing lots of steroids. I said that yesterday facetiously, like 6 hours before Jorge Bonifacio was suspended for 80 games. For using horse steroids. It's a real thing that happened yesterday. But we can shift gears here now because we went through 3 hours yesterday and accidentally never talked college basketball. This was not on purpose. This is just how it unfolded. Well, today, Selection Sunday, we're in a fantastic game last night, we are going to talk some actual basketball.
And if you want to be mad at somebody for that, just blame Bill Pullian. It's his fault.
Yes, it's Bill Pullian's fault. Absolutely. We did not talk basketball yesterday because of Bill Pullian. So I want to make sure I'm remembering some things correctly. And you can feel free to let me know if I'm misremembering anything. Like, wasn't that a Roger Clemens thing? He misremembered or Andy Pettit, somebody during
Yankees. I'm pretty sure it was Clemens. I know it was one of those Yankee pitchers. I'm really positive it's Roger Clemens.
So I want to make sure I'm not misremembering anything. This was the craziest season of Kansas basketball in recent memory. So it was the worst team in Kansas basketball recent history. They didn't have a guy who could take over. They didn't have any big man depth. And certainly, if Yudoka Azubuike ever got hurt, this team was just dead in the water. Right? These are all things that we said. This was all the common knowledge. Shallow team, average team in the KU scheme of things, underachieving team, certainly not. Not a top tier team in college basketball, possibly not the best team in the Big 12. Severely flawed, very much in trouble. Now, I haven't watched any college basketball since the turn of the new year. It was my New Year's resolution to watch no college basketball. So let me just go ahead and go to the Jayhawks ESPN.com page. Wait a second. This is they won the Big 12 by 2 games and won the Big 12 tournament without Yudoka Azubuike? Wait a second. Am I being punked? Is it April Fool's Day? Come on. Somebody tell me what really happened. There's no way. After all I heard about how toast they were? Really? The guy who says I'm a KU homer has to be super into this segment so far. I didn't go to KU, and I'm not particularly a KU fan. I enjoy talking about KU more than other local college basketball teams because it's a scoreboard. I need to be able to talk about somebody winning, man. I've invested my heart into the Chiefs, and look what they've given to me. They've given me losses to the Colts in the playoffs. I like talking about good programs. And now listen, admittedly, Kansas absolutely snuck by K-State after paying hitmen to take out their two best players. Like I'm not gonna pretend that that win over K-State was the truest test between those two teams. Although, again, admittedly, having to go into that matchup without Udoka Azubuike was an unbelievable disadvantage for Kansas. And whenever Azubuike got hurt, I said that if KU got to the Big 12 championship game, they'd be a one seed. And really, as long as they got past Oklahoma State, they might have ended up being a one seed. They went and won the whole thing. And also, for what it's worth, I don't put much weight into conference tournaments. But generally, the people that do are the ones that are trying to undercut the accomplishments of Kansas, including that one guy who hates me on Twitter, which I appreciate being specifically disliked. I was out at I was doing my ESPN Kansas City show from No Other Pub at Power and Light last week, and we had an 8-10 tablecloth and like an 8-10 like banner behind us, and somebody walked by and I had my headset on so I didn't hear clearly, but I'm pretty sure I heard him. He just went 8-10 sucks, which was, you know, that's how you begin a nice intellectual conversation about whatever the state of sports radio or differences in opinion and in taste when it comes to hosts and everything. He just hobbled by and heckled that. But I was very dissatisfied with that response from him, or with that particular heckle from him. Cause that I could have been anybody. If you're going to heckle me, please heckle me specifically. Any attention is good attention whenever you're in sports radio. So please. But, and then someone tweeted me into that he specifically doesn't like me and he says I'm a homer and whatever. It doesn't matter. I was happy to get specific feedback to that regard. But that guy, or those guys, tend to go, oh, KU in the round robin schedule, and oh, they got lucky, and oh, the refs. Eventually, that's what it sounds like. It devolves into. Eventually, they sound like Jabba the Hutt. And I just can't, like, I can't listen to that anymore. Again, I'm not a KU fan, and I'm not a KU alum, but the things that KU has done over the last decade and a half is insane. Like, completely wild. Obviously, unprecedented, historically, ever. This year is another crazy example of that. And they end up, by March Madness, they have now, okay, I'll identify what I thought their two biggest weaknesses were and then explain how, by March Madness, they've appeared to solve those problems. Last night, Devontae Graham was distributor extraordinaire. He ended up hitting a couple shots later on. Yeah, I'll pull up his actual stat line. But what I watched, I saw Devontae Graham being a point guard, like in a way that was playing to his strength. The best thing that he does, as good of a scorer as he can be, he ended up with 13 assists last night. He also ended up with 18 points, which is actually more than I thought he ended up with. But I don't think he scored in like the first, he had like 2 points in the first half or something, right?
In like the final, two to three minutes of the game, he knocked down two threes and like a mid-range jumper.
So I'm pretty sure.
He scored eight in like the final, I think, 2 minutes.
I'm pretty sure I'm not doing cocaine in Odell Beckham's hotel room on that. But
also not sure you're not, but.
And it sounds like it'd be a good time. I think currently I've got the allergy to
pizzas. There's pizza.
Yeah,
you can't. If there's pizzas involved, you're gonna have a good time.
Yes, 100%. Right now, though, I'm getting kind of like the front end of some allergies. I think it's getting a little bit springy here and there, and so I don't know. Maybe cocaine would fix my allergies. Maybe it just opens up those nasal passages. I have no idea. Contrary to popular belief, I don't do a lot of cocaine. Just tasteful amounts on the weekends, right before shows. But so, I think the two biggest weaknesses that Kansas had this year was that if Azubuike got into foul trouble, the game was over. And there also were several times that wasn't true, but that was the perception. And you could at least, it's hard to overstate how important Azubuike was and is. And this team didn't have Frank Mason. And not just Frank Mason, but a Frank Mason. There wasn't a stopper on this team. There wasn't a guy that could always get to the basket. Svi Mykhailiuk throughout some of the year started to do a little bit of that. And boy, he's the guy on this team that impressed me the most in his development for the majority of this year. But I always looked at Malik Newman as a guy who had another like gear to go into. And we've seen it now. We saw it especially in this Big 12 tournament. And if Malik Newman plays this way through the tournament, one, he's probably going pro, and he probably should, and Kansas will be fine next year regardless. And two, they'll end up in the Final Four. Like, that's going to happen. And then they just play this tournament without Yudoka Azubuike, and instead of seeing this huge black hole open up in the roster, Sylvia De Sousa is just like an actual basketball player now. Which makes sense. Like, I thought that process was going to take another offseason, basically. I was excited about the prospects of 2019 Sylvia De Sousa. But we're starting to see that now. He got 26 minutes last night, and he had a Azubuike stat line. Made all 8 of his field goals. Again, Sylvia De Sousa and Yudoka Azubuike, greatest shooters in college basketball. Pure shooters. Don't believe me? Look at their percentages. Stats. Facts. Pure shooters. He also missed both of his free throws. Very Azubuike. But De Sousa ended up with a double-double. He was fantastic. He's been fantastic in Azubuike's absence through this tournament. And so if Malik Newman and Sylvia De Sousa can be the answers to the questions that we've had about this team all season, then Kansas is actually one of the top 4 seeds and top 4 contenders in this tournament. And listen, if those guys, if Malik Newman disappears, if Devontae Graham gets shut down, this thing could end in game 2. But Kansas is the most volatile team in college basketball, and I've said that a bunch. Highest ceiling and then a floor that dips below, well below their expectations. March Madness will be fun, per usual.
It's funny how these things work out. Kansas wins the Big 12.
Wild.
They're a 1 seed.
Yeah.
They're in the Midwest.
It's stunning.
Never seen it before.
No, this is an absolutely new chapter of this book. What?
Like, and that's the thing. Like, so, like, I'm a Kentucky grad. So, like, yeah. I went to a school that has great basketball, probably greatest of all time.
Yeah.
Even I can't say we win the SEC every year.
No.
Or that we're a 1 seed every year.
It doesn't happen.
Like, there are some up and downs.
It doesn't happen anywhere except for Kansas.
Yeah, it's insane.
It's unbelievable. Hey, long time no talk, JT. You have a Jorge Bonifacio theory?
Yeah, I have 2 of them.
Fantastic.
Yeah, first of all, given where he's from, I have the theory that potentially this is alternative medicine. You know, I don't know how close to the border with Haiti he lives, but
right, okay,
the witch doctor thing.
Yeah,
because God knows what those guys use in their concoctions.
Right,
and then the second one is: has anybody considered the idea that Manny Ramirez may have put it in his drink?
Oh, this is good. No, I don't. Huh? Let's hold on. I'm going to do some research. Keep going.
Yeah, well, Man Ram's also from the Dominican Republic, and so I just was thinking, hey, I don't know what you can do with steroids, whether you can put them into a drink, you know, date rape type thing, and maybe Manny just decided that he wasn't performing up to what he could do, you know, given Manny's past and what he knows, and he decided to help him out a little bit.
I'm trying to find a picture of Jorge Bonifacio and Manny Ramirez together, I'm trying to see if they've ever met, if we can prove this, and if we can take this to Major League Baseball.
Republic, so I was making the leap that that's not a large country. There's a pretty good chance they have.
Sure. Rudy, can you look up, like, is the Dominican how large is the Dominican Republic? Because I don't think I've met everyone, like, in the state of Kansas. But
No. But have you met everyone who does broadcast in the state of Kansas?
Probably not.
Okay. I'm just saying that's a much smaller community when you go to guys who made the major leagues.
And I love being able to try to figure out a way to blame this on Manny Ramirez. Because I think at this point, I think this is how the appeal process goes. You blame Manny Ramirez. Get Manny Ramirez, like, you know, extended distances away from baseball. Uh-oh, Jorge Bonifacio's back. He's acquitted. Not his fault.
That's good. I like that.
I think that's how it works.
You can run with that for a while. Those are the only two that I could come up with on the fly. I don't know. Do you need a syringe? That's the real question.
I don't know. This is something where, again, if you saw any of the most salacious pictures of me on the internet, you would assume that I am very heavy into the performance-enhancing drugs, because you don't get a body like this by accident. But I'm actually not incredibly well-versed in steroids.
Did I see some other pictures? What did I miss?
No, they're there. They're there. There are absolutely pictures of me on the internet with a six-pack.
Okay, got it.
In my hand.
Do some more research on my end. Yeah, good.
Good to hear from you, JT. Let me know if you find those pictures.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
I'm here for irresponsible theories.
So there is
a picture of them together?
No, but I didn't find that. But you're gonna like this.
Okay.
So you can get powdered horse steroids.
Seriously?
Yeah. So I'm starting to think Odell Beckham Jr. Maybe, you know. I mean, we know one athlete who uses it.
You think that maybe Odell Beckham Jr., the girl in Odell Beckham's Instagram video or whatever, maybe she was snorting horse steroids?
I'm just saying it comes in powdered.
Oh, man. I hadn't even considered this. Is this the same type boldenone? This is
amazing.
I just
Googled how to consume horse steroids. The Google history on this computer has to be just so random.
Yeah, that's true. That computer is a soldier. Oh, man. Okay. Boldenone itself has never been marketed. It's a pharmaceutical drug. It is used. Oh, man. I generally think I'm a decently smart person with a pretty solid vocabulary. Nothing makes me feel dumber faster than a Wikipedia page about some sort of drug. Like other AAS, boldenone is an agonist of the androgenin receptor. The activity of boldenone is mainly anabolic with low Boldenone will increase nitrogen retention, protein synthesis, increases appetite, and stimulates the release of erythropoietin in the kidneys. Nothing makes you feel dumber faster. I may be having to read a Wikipedia article about drugs out loud. Because I can't just gloss over the phrase 17-cyclopentanol-ether of boldenone, which is the actual sentence that's right here. I can't just gloss over it. Like, yeah, I'm good. I have to sound it out as if I'm, like, seizing up on air. I still don't know if you can... Let's see. Boldenone powder. Well. Oh, no! This might be it! For $41.22 on horse.com, real thing, you can buy Animed Muscle Up Powder. The more you know.
I'm going through a video real fast.
Rudy keeps turning his microphone on and off again as if he's, like, struggling to come up with the words.
I may have just found a video where Jorge Bonifacio talks about how he looked up to Manny Ramirez. I'm listening to it.
Okay, fantastic. Fantastic. Please continue doing your research. I will continue to research different sizes of muscle up powder that you can get. By the way, it has 4.5 stars on horse.com. This seems like a very good product for horses. There's one 2-star review. Let's see if I can find. Let's see if I can find the 2-star review. No, yep, here it is. Couldn't hit more home runs. That is 2 stars. Wow. Disappointing. Although active ingredients here are mostly like things that already, I don't know, this one might be a ripoff. Rudy, do you know what we need to do? No, you know what we need to do? We have an hour and 40 minutes to find a veterinarian who can come on the show and explain this drug to us. If you are a veterinarian, and you got to prove it somehow. I don't know how. Rudy will put you through the test. If you are a vet or someone close to you is a vet, you or that person close to you needs to call 913-310-810. I want to understand boldenone. Okay, Rudy says he has a clip of Jorge Bonifacio talking about Manny Ramirez. Let's hear that.
When you look back to growing up as a kid, watching players play in the major leagues and maybe styling your play after any certain players, does anyone come to mind that you would like to be like someday?
My player was Manny Ramirez.
Ah!
At that time, I was playing third baseman, and my agent told me, you know, can I play more third baseman? And now I say, like, now I can play like him.
No more third baseman, he say. You play like him.
Dang it. I hope it's a vet. Dang, that's incriminating. JT may have been onto something. Oh, someone called in and then you hung up. What? I want to know. I want to know. People who call it. This is something that you don't know. Again, let's give you a peek behind the curtain here. If you don't work in radio, there's no way you understand this. It's like, I didn't know this before I started here. A lot of people will call in and will complain to the producer and then hang up. And it's weird to me because I just want to complain. But Rudy, what's the latest example?
He said, just let that weird kid know that I've just turned to a, I'm not going to say they're
different station.
Yeah, to a different station.
Okay. Well, thank you for letting me know.
I mean, he had me at weird kid, but like.
What does he want us to talk about? We just talked about KU basketball and then Jorge Bonifacio. Does he want us to talk? Maybe he wants us to talk more Madden. That's also okay. I think today's show's been good. I got a tweet suggestion. Since he wanted to talk, like I wanted to talk Madden. Oh, I was gonna read a tweet, but I was gonna read a tweet from I think the person that just called in. I don't imagine that there are multiple Seamuses tweeting to me and listening to the show. I literally, Seamus, was just about to read your tweet. Why don't you share your suggestion in your own words?
All right. So how about for the new mode, you have to balance being as vague with your audience and fans as possible.
This is perfect. This is another skill tree in the ownership branch that takes you in kind of an AFC West direction. This is fantastic. Do you have any additional suggestions? Also, have I been pronouncing Seamus correctly?
Yes.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
okay,
thank
good.
You. I don't have any suggestions
okay.
right now.
That's okay.
Treat you later, maybe. I don't know.
If you come up with other ideas for 810's owner or 810 for Madden 19's owner mode, you can call 913-310-810. This is the theme of the day. If at any point I see on the board comments Madden 19 suggestion, I'll stop what we're doing and we'll take your suggestion. Seamus, thank you.
No problem.
It's great. It's a part of the AFC West skill tree. Be as vague as possible. Although if you want to branch off into the Well, again, GM and owner, there's a lot of, there's some blurred lines here we have to work out. You want to go in the John Elway direction, you condemn politics and then support a Supreme Court judge nominee. It's like you, there's all sorts of like you could play this game 100 times and end up with different traits that put you in different scenarios. Like get super lucky with Peyton Manning and then never win anything again afterwards. Uh-oh, are we going on the Bill Polian GM tree or the John Elway GM tree? It depends. Do you love Neil Gorsuch? Nope, still both in the same tree. Do you draft Paxton Lynch or do you want to make every black quarterback a receiver? Which one is it? That's how you decide.
Going along with the Colts, like, if you get busted with every drug in a pharmaceutical, who are you?
This is good. The Ursae tree is a lot of fun.
The Ursae tree is the one you'll enjoy the most.
Yes, 100%.
I imagine, too, that's how most people would just naturally end up at.
Yes.
You're in a position with a lot of money. The average person, I think, ends up as Jim Ursae.
Yes. Also, the Ursae tree is one of the things that is in his trunk. An okay joke. I missed the timing a little bit. It took me a couple beats too long to pull that one together.
The best part too is like there really is like a what if scenario for just about every owner. Like there are some guys who are pretty like I have no idea to be honest who the Seahawks owner is. Seems like a pretty out of the way dude. Like Pete Carroll takes the attention.
Right. You said Seahawks owner, and I thought Pete Carroll.
Yeah.
Most
of them, like, you know who they are, and like there's something really distinct about them.
Yeah. And if you stay out of the way, that's part of your thing. Paul Allen is the Seahawks owner, which I actually did know, but I ended up forgetting.
Yeah. You just, like, you let your coach. And again, like, Pete Carroll is also basically the GM and the owner in Seattle. I mean, like, so we would just replace those guys with Pete Carroll for both spots, probably.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's kind of also like in Denver, like, John Elway is pretty much the owner.
Yes. Yeah. John Elway is the character of intrigue. So, listen, you and I are not game developers. We're going to need Telltale and EA to come together to help us figure out how are we doing the ownership, how are we doing the GMs here? How do we make this work in the most playable way possible? Although I did take a class in college called Games as Learning Systems. Where I did learn about game mechanics.
I took history of video games.
Also very good.
So, I mean, like, we've got a little bit of we got a foundation.
We have a better foundation than I thought we were going to have going into
like,
this.
We can go into these meetings with Telltale and EA and be like, hey, look, we know what we're talking about.
Yes.
We can set the foundation. We can get them to buy in. We just need you guys to get us across the finish line here.
Yes, exactly. We're running a marathon, and Rudy and I have gotten the first block or two. Just help us finish off the last 26 miles.
Yeah,
the point two is done. We have run 0.2 miles. We need 26 more from you guys. But also, we want 90% of the profits. Also, we're not funding this at all. You're funding it completely. You know who I feel like could help us back this? Mark Cuban. Because I think Mark Cuban would like to be a character in these games. Let's make it a whole franchise.
Yeah, dude. You
NBA,
get into NBA,
NFL. What do you do with baseball?
Baseball.
How do you do it?
Yeah, I mean, because the only really intriguing one in baseball is Miami. Like, you sell all your best players. Who are you?
Good.
But like outside of Miami, it's kind of boring.
But you have like situational modes, and you're like, all right, you just lost all your free agents. How do you rebuild? And also, your right fielder is drinking horse steroids.
Look, the Royals have a solid one too.
The Royals are in a pretty good
shape. The Glass
shape.
Family is a pretty solid, you know, badge that you can earn.
But it's like, it's situation. You can get into put into situational scenarios though, where it's like, all right, you've been dropped into the Derek Jeter situation in Miami. Good luck. Or like, you want to play on easy mode? Hey, you own the Yankees.
Or like another one with Miami, like your owner, or not your owner, your manager, in a largely Cuban community supports a Cuban dictator. What do you do?
What do you do? How do you handle that?
Seems like an easy one, but some people might make the mistake.
Yeah, and I can't believe Don Mattingly said that. It was a joke. Well, I mean, let's see. Hold on. Don Mattingly.
It was, he used to be the White Sox manager.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going mind blank on his name now.
I said it was a joke and left it silent for a minute in a hopes that you would come in and say, it's blah, blah, blah.
He played, like, he was such a fiery,
I can see his face.
Yes, I can see it perfectly.
Ozzie Guillen.
Yes, that's who it was.
Yeah, no, I did the exact same thing. And I was so hoping you're ready to bail me out. You went and pulled the Ozzie Guillen Castro story.
And I couldn't remember his actual name.
And you could not remember his name.
I'm not good with names sometimes. Like, sometimes names just escape me.
I don't even remember what he said about Castro.
If I remember, it was essentially just along the lines of, like, he supports Castro, like, and he supports that style of, like, their security and whatnot.
He got suspended for five games by the organization.
Yeah, I think he was fired pretty shortly after.
He expressed admiration.
Yeah, that's what it was, yes.
For Fidel Castro.
If I remember, it has something to do with, like, essentially the security of the state. Like, they're, like, not a ton of, I guess, crime committed by just regular people.
Crazy how that gets repeated. Yeah. How that gets reported out as being crime free and everything. Yeah. Also, like, Hitler had a great education system. No, you're not allowed to say that.
Big fan of the arts in the school.
Right, man. Come on.
You can say a lot of bad things about Hitler. One thing you can't say is our schools today.
Stop! Eject! 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 Bail out.
They're just sentences you never start. Like, yes. You know what? Hitler wasn't a great guy, but...
Unplug the microphone. Yeah, there are some ways you just simply cannot start a statement. And really, it's pick any dictator. Dictator name here was definitely a bad dude. But no! Abort!
And you just double down when you do it in a place that is largely, like, a lot of Cubans live in Miami.
Really, really quick, just for that guy who turned to a different station because we weren't talking enough sports, Daniel Jeremiah's most recent mock draft has the Broncos taking Josh Allen at 5. Are you happy?
He is the perfect Broncos quarterback.
Oh, he would be so good.
Him, Paxton Lynch, battling out for a starting job.
Oh, my goodness. They could do the thing, like, you know, when two kids, like a kid gets on the kid's shoulders and puts on a trench coat so you can sneak into an R-rated movie. The two of them could do that and, like, be Andre the Giant in a Princess Bride remake. Like, those guys, like, Josh Allen on Paxton Lynch's shoulders honestly, those two guys together would still not be one good quarterback. Josh Allen standing on top of Paxton Lynch's shoulders would still win 4 games. You can put both of them on the field at the same time. Let the Broncos play with 12 guys. It would not matter. They're both tall. So they can both very clearly see another player from another team catch their passes. It will be so funny if they end up drafting Josh Allen.
Or they each get to throw a football, so that at least maybe there's a better chance of completing at least one of them.
And they just get the best result every time?
Yeah. You probably have to just give them the best. It's when you golf with a buddy. Is what they call it. I don't remember.
No, I don't know.
You just take the best result.
You keep
result.
The best shot.
Like,
yeah.
One of them is obviously going to end up as an interception. So your best result is either 7-yard completion or incomplete pass. That's really probably all you have to go for.
That's really interesting. And so now what I'm wondering is, do they have to throw it at the same time? Because, like, so what? Say you're going to Demaryius Thomas, and he does, like, a little hook, and then you throw one pass to him, and the defensive back, like, you know, jumps it. Well, then Demaryius Thomas takes off deep again, and then Josh Allen goes over the top.
Can't throw to the same receiver. Let's do that. So, like,
great,
once you throw to one receiver, he's out. Like,
that is a fantastic
Demaryius Thomas
rule.
Is now ineligible. You throw it to him, that's a penalty.
Perfect.
He can't be the first. But now, if it's tipped and he gets involved, then maybe he cannot be the
you
first person to touch
target,
the ball.
You can't target the same receiver twice in the same play. What if the unthinkable happens and they both catch their passes?
whoever gains more yards, basically.
Okay,
yeah.
This
just like
is great.
Best result. So like one gains 20, one gains 10. You give them 20.
Okay. Man, we've had some really good ideas today.
Madden 19.
Put it in Madden 19. EA, get at us. We're just printing you money. We're going to revitalize this franchise of yours. Come get a piece. Can we give other teams like another safety or something? Just so there's it's 12 on
12.
Yeah,
no, I'm cool with that. Yeah.
All right, let's do
give
that.
Them one more DB.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to make a pass rusher, I say you just get
sure.
a 12th person,
you get a 12th,
whoever
you, get a 12th
you want
guy.
To do.
Okay, but it has to be a designated 12th hero.
He's only, and then if for some reason the Broncos are like, hey, let's only go with Josh Allen, that guy then has to go off the field. I don't know why they would do that because they'd be hurting themselves,
right.
But if for whatever reason they decided to, then that 12th man goes off.
We're going to have this be a part of the NFL before we know what a catch is. For sure. No question.
This is easier to explain than what a catch is.
100%. Yeah, we just created this two quarterback system in like 5 minutes. Coming up next, we'll explain what a catch is, and we'll do that for the next hour and a half of the show. Seriously though, EA, like call in or like tweet me. This is a ready to go idea. I just, Rudy and I need 85% of the profits. There, I took a smaller cut. Mark Cuban, Shark Tank, EA, Telltale, somebody, please, anybody, buy this idea. We'll sell you the idea. We don't need a cut. We don't need royalties. I'm not Mr. Wonderful. Just $5 million up front. Each. That guy who changed the station has no idea what kind of good stuff he's missing. I'm suggesting the Royals are doing lots of steroids.
This is Sports Sunday.
Josh has been really good.
With Joshua Briscoe.
You know what, Josh really impressed me there tonight. I know he started off not so well.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
I believe that liner for the record was about Josh Jackson. But I like imagining that someone was telling me how good it's been since the admittedly rough start. Welcome back to Sports Sunday here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. I'm Josh Briscoe. It's Rudy Salazar on the other side of the glass. Today we have built empires. Absolute empires. We also were doing some tremendous things yesterday. If you've missed anything that you would like to hear, you can go listen to the podcast in the additional programming tab on 810WHB.com. Go to 810WHB.com. Go to podcasts. Drop down additional programming. It's all good stuff. Also, I tweeted out all three of yesterday's hours on Twitter at JB Briscoe, and I'll do that again with today's show. I understand that if you're that one angry caller, that honestly, it's probably come back at some point. This is the weirdest sports show I've ever heard. Maybe that's fine. I hope you're enjoying it. I'm enjoying it. I think Rudy's enjoying it. I don't. What's he gonna say? He's gonna. Yeah, I mean, I hate this. This is the worst 2 hours of radio I've ever done. Rudy's captive. You're not. So if you're here listening now, I hope it's because you're actually enjoying it. Some news from about 30 minutes ago that I just saw on Twitter. The Giants have informed cornerback Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie that he's being released. The Giants are going to save $6.5 million by releasing him. I haven't done a Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie 2017 film review yet, but this is something that like we legally have to mention because the Chiefs are currently in the cornerback market. And any time that a guy is cut to save cap space, it intrigues me because, one, that guy is probably still getting some money from that team. In Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie's case, we'll be able to tell you that here in a couple minutes. Is he still getting some money from a team he's not playing for anymore? Okay, if so, does that make him a little more likely to sign for a lower number with another team? Perhaps, ideally, a team that really wants that he thinks he can win with. And beyond that, whenever guys are cut because of salary cap reasons, my ears perk up because That's not a guy that's getting cut because he's done. That's a guy who's getting cut because he was being overpaid by his previous team. Again, I can't tell you that I've, in the last commercial break, gone through and done a deep dive on Dominique Rogers-Cromartie's 2018 season, or 2017 season, excuse me. But he was due $8.5 million from the Giants this year. They cut him, or they will cut him officially soon. It's going to save $6.5 million, and they'll still be paying him $2 million. If you want an example of that, Ron Parker's a pretty good one. The Chiefs cut Ron Parker for salary cap space. They may cut Alan Bailey for salary cap space. Those are not guys that have no football left in them. If Alan Bailey does get released, he will be signed somewhere, I would assume, very quickly for a nice contract. Ron Parker, I assume, will find a home pretty soon. This is more about the fitting in the constructs of the salary cap than it is about thinking that these guys have nothing left in the tank. So, just an ears perk up moment. Next commercial break. Rudy, do we need to take another? I have lost track. Do we need to take another break before the end of the hour? My goodness, today has been a. What is that train? What's the movie with the train where it can't stop? Is it called Unstoppable or something? Hold on, let's look this up. Movie with train that doesn't stop. Unstoppable. Yep, great. Very good.
It's a really original name.
Yeah. This rivals. Did you see the movie? I think it's based on the book called The Girl on the Train.
I haven't seen it yet, but I know what you're talking about. Like, I've seen like the previews and
original title, The Girl on the Train. Excuse me. I saw that
about a girl riding a bike around the park. Yeah.
No, it's not. It's in the title. It's about a girl on a train. I honestly cannot remember what actually happened. It was sort of like a thriller, and it was interesting, but it was just like super dark. Like, it was, like, depressing.
Wasn't there, like, a murder, like, on the train or something like that?
Or, like, she saw something happen. While she was on the train. I can't remember. I can't even give you a spoiler alert, because I can't remember anything enough to spoil it. But there was some sort of, like, murder and mystery and thrill and intrigue. And it wasn't great. It was fine. I enjoyed it well enough. But afterwards, like, you don't feel good. Like, Rudy, you specifically, and I mean, obviously anybody, but not anyone else can respond to me directly. Do you ever watch Black Mirror?
I haven't seen it yet. Okay. It's one I'm definitely going to get to soon because I've heard it's really good.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to encourage you, whenever you start watching Black Mirror, start with an episode that's not season one, episode one. Because that's where I started. And I don't know how to safely explain it on radio. It will make you not want to watch more Black Mirror. I've seen 3 or 4 episodes now, and they're all like self-contained, which is really cool. Don't start with episode one of season one, or you will never watch another episode. If you are morbidly curious, you can Google it. I don't think I can explain it.
See, now I feel like though I almost have to watch.
I will
season
tell you.
One, episode
I'll
one.
Tell you during the break.
I almost
break.
Feel like I have to.
I'm going to tell you during the break. I might give you the full spoiler of the whole episode because it's worth like just knowing and then moving to the next thing.
Like, I'm really intrigued right now. Because, like, I like kind of, like, darker shows, like messed up darker stuff.
Yeah, I get thought into that about myself also. And then I watched the first episode of season one of Black Mirror. And it was just like, everything I thought I knew about myself changed. We continue our Dominique Rogers-Cromartie breakdown next.
This is Sports Sunday.
Alternative facts.
With Joshua Briscoe.
The Earth is flat.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Welcome back to Sports Sunday here at Sports Radio 810 WHB. 810, what was it? World's Hottest Beats. I just explained the first, like, 5 minutes of the first episode of Black Mirror to Rudy, and now I feel gross again. And I was willing to move on to another topic until James called in and want to talk about Black Mirror. James, I have to warn you, we're walking on eggshells on terrestrial radio, and also walking on eggshells by way of spoilers. But James, please, take over.
Hey, I tuned into your show. Honestly, I've never listened to your show. Uh-huh. I have to admit, this is the first time.
Welcome.
Kind of free on Sunday.
Yeah.
And I was wanting to listen to some sports radio, and you guys were talking about Black Mirror. I was like, okay, cool. But yeah, I just wanted to mention, because I have a pretty funny Black Mirror story.
Fantastic.
Before I had ever watched it, I heard it was kind of like a modern technological version of The Twilight Zone.
Exactly.
And my dad loves The Twilight
Zone. No.
And my dad and mom both love The Twilight Zone. So it's like, oh, we got to watch this show, Mom and Dad. And we turn it on, first episode, first 5 minutes. And they've never looked at me the same.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, that's the worst.
I'm going to keep listening to your guys' show. Love it so far. You guys have a great day.
Thank you, James. Oh, my heart. Oh, I can't imagine. I've heard people describe it the same way. It's like a techie, modern version of The Twilight Zone.
So I wish I'd
have asked James a follow-up question of, did they turn it off after 5 minutes?
Yeah, like, I have not seen this first episode, but, like, you told me the first 5 minutes, and I'm, like, horrified that he watched this with his parents. That's how bad this is.
By the way, Dominic Rogers Cromartie was rated as the 58th best cornerback in Pro Football Focus's grading system in 2017, an overall grade of 77.2. Again, that's the number 58 quarterback in football. That's average. No, oh, that first episode of Black Mirror. Oh, I can't imagine watching that with family. I was telling Rudy during the break that I was in the same boat, and girlfriend Renee, which is her official radio title, just provides context in two words. Girlfriend Renee and I watched it together, and we watched the whole thing. And then afterwards, we were just kind of like just sort of staring at the TV slack-jawed. And they go, what do we do now? And then we just watched like three episodes of Planet Earth because they're just like, oh, seahorses. Nothing sort of cleanses the emotional palate like going from episode one of Black Mirror to some peaceful sea. I mean, also, we were like looking at the previews of each episode of Planet Earth, be like, this one's gonna be like a polar bear like eating a penguin. I don't want to watch that. I don't want to watch a seal get eaten. Let's see this. No, this one's got lion kill something. This one, seahorses. Yay! I love so much that James said that his first interaction with this show was like, I'll listen to some sports talk. Let's see what's on 8:10. Black Mirror talk for like 10 minutes. By the way, if you have just tuned in like James, so far you've missed the new Madden game that we've created that will change the world, and also all of our Jorge Bonifacio horse steroid theories. So that's what you've missed so far. Now you're caught up.